This is KNKX News. A federal judge has thrown out a general permit for the shellfish industry in Washington. Now, growers will have to apply individually to continue existing operations. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Criticism of the commercial shellfish industry in Washington's tidelands has been mounting for years. In 2007, the Army Corps of Engineers granted the first general permit covering most growers. It was renewed in 2012 and in 2017 expanded to cover up to more than 72,000 acres, about double what currently exists. Amy Van Saun, a senior attorney with the Center for Food Safety, says these are industrial operations that use the same techniques they fight in land-based agriculture.
Clearing away all the other species from an area to exclusively be able to grow the one, you know, monoculture of species that you're trying to grow, and to use inputs that impact wildlife and impact environmental quality, like pesticides and plastics.
The Center for Food Safety and other critics brought suit, saying the cumulative effects could not be ignored. Judge Robert Lasnik's ruling allows for some continued operations if growers get new permits in the next 6 months. The Pacific Coast Shellfish Growers Association says it will appeal. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.